You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Officials from Northwest Clean Sweep are reminding Spooner area residents that they'll be collecting hazardous waste materials over the next couple of weeks. According to organization officials, residents and businesses in the area should register for the program online by Friday, and collections will begin on April 10th. Accepted items include things like fluorescent bulbs, antifreeze, batteries, pesticides, and oil-based paint. When registering, residents and businesses should send a list of the items that need to be collected along with the pickup address. The City of Duluth has announced the locations of collection dumpsters for road sand with winter weather on its way out. The collection dumpsters are available now and will be collecting road sand until mid-April. The dumpsters can be found at Wheeler Field, Piedmont Community Center, Duluth Heights Community Center, Chester Park, and Portman Community Center. Officials say the collection sites typically prevent an average of 15 tons of road sand and salt from running off into the stormwater system and area waterways thereafter. State legislators are pushing for more frequent inspections of parking garages in Wisconsin a couple years after a collapse in Glendale. The bipartisan legislation would require parking garages to be inspected every 5 years. Currently, private parking garages only need to be inspected before construction, during construction, before occupancy, and any time a change to the facility is made. Experts say the garages can spend years deteriorating in harsh winter conditions, and owners who do not comply with the requirement could be fined. Plans for a daycare facility at the University of Eau Claire Barron County campus are moving forward. The Barron County Board of Supervisors has approved a 10-year lease agreement with the Rice Lake Area School District, with an option to renew it for up to 30 years. The agreement will allow the student center at the university to be converted into a daycare facility as communities across the state struggle with access to affordable child care options. Officials say it will take about $850,000 to get the facility up and running. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input through April 24th on their updated surface water assessment guidance. According to a press release, the public input will assist water management specialists evaluate water quality across the state through the Wisconsin Consolidated Assessment and Listing Methodology. The methodology is updated every 2 years, and this year's changes include specifications for two PFAS compounds to monitor, condition assessments for reservoirs, and testing for E. coli in waterways. A recent study by CloudWards found that Wisconsin students have one of the lowest levels of interest in using artificial intelligence cheating tools of any state in the country. According to the report, Wisconsin saw about 355 AI assistance searches in academic settings per 1 million people. The highest was Washington, D.C., which saw over four times more searches at nearly 1,800 per million people. Experts say Wisconsin school environments that promote critical thinking could be discouraging students from using the AI tools. Highway officials are warning Northwest Wisconsin residents of sporadic lane closures on Highway 53 between Rice Lake and Sirona this spring. According to DOT officials, the highway will see lane closures between 26th Avenue north of Rice Lake and Pine Grove Road south of Sirona between March 31st and May 31st. The lane closures will allow crews to continue work on a pavement replacement project, as well as adding cable barriers and conducting joint replacements. Updates on the closures can be found on the 511 Wisconsin website. La Couderie Fire Department officials have declared a Sawyer County home a total loss following a fire last week. Officials say the fire started just before 10 p.m. on Thursday near South Reserve Lane off Highway E. When crews arrived, they found the house fully engulfed in flames and spent about 3 hours on the scene. Fire crews from Stone Lake, Hayward, and Bass Lake assisted in containing the blaze. Two residents of the home were not there when the fire started, but a dog was killed. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is reminding residents to get caught up on their energy bills before the end of the winter moratorium on April 15th. Between November 1st and April 15th each year, utility companies are prohibited from disconnecting heating services due to non-payment. With the moratorium set to expire soon, residents who have fallen behind on their payments could be at risk of losing service again. Those residents should reach out to their utility providers to establish a payment plan or seek aid through state programs. A recent report from the University of Wisconsin Lafayette School of Public Affairs found that while Wisconsin's water quality is generally very good, the finances of water utilities is far from it. According to the report, 92% of utilities received an A grade on their water quality report card, with the other 8% getting B grades. Almost half of them received an F grade for transparency, as researchers found a lack of information on their websites. They also found nearly half of the utilities in the state don't have rate information available online. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Yankees in the Bronx. Carlos Rodon, who was with the White Sox and then the Giants, on the mound today for the first time as a Yankee against the Brewers' Freddy Peralta. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a rough spring training for the Crew's pitching staff.
We did have a ton of injuries. I mean, seven of our top 13 pitchers will not be going to New York. And then that's disturbing. You know, that's difficult and hard to deal with, but that's what it is right now. We hope to get some of those guys back. There's one, that maybe two, seven, the other seven will be back at some point, and that's what's crucial for us.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 10 last night in Denver, 127-117 to the Nuggets.
Yeah, I thought when we lost the game, I told our coaches we had to make about 4 to 5 more threes than them tonight, and I thought if we did that, we would win the game, and I think it was a dead heat, right? So that might have been the difference.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Bruce Springsteen are anxiously awaiting the release of the new biopic about the boss, Deliver Me From Nowhere, which covers the time in the rock icon's life when he took a break from the E Street Band and made his Nebraska album. Sources say filming has wrapped. Jeremy Allen White plays the role of Springsteen, but another actor really hit home with the boss. British actor Stephen Graham plays Springsteen's father, Douglas Dutch Springsteen. Graham appeared on the Soundtracking podcast, where he said after visiting the set, Springsteen sent him the most beautiful text he'd ever received. The text from Springsteen thanked the adolescent actor for portraying his father so well and bringing back that memory, adding that it was better than any award he could ever receive. Graham said Springsteen is an icon and that the text from him made him cry. You could try to find a cooler guy than Bruce Springsteen, but you would not be successful. Another record at Netflix falls thanks to a new release. The show Adolescence has already become one of the biggest success stories at the streamer. Crime drama is about a 13-year-old boy accused of killing a girl at his school, set in the UK. It's now the most watched series, after pulling in 66 million viewers in less than 2 weeks. Tax incentives for filmmakers is an issue here in Wisconsin, and if Rob Lowe were to weigh in, he would probably say do everything you can to pass them. The difference is the Outsiders actor would rather they did the same thing in California, where they have no incentives for filmmakers other than proximity to studios, equipment, and talent. On a recent episode of his podcast, Lowe said all the city officials in Los Angeles that allowed production to leave the area should be fired. But if they have to leave, I hope they come to Wisconsin. Tom Hanks and Tim Allen are back as Woody and Buzz in a new Toy Story, but it might not be like the previous films. Pixar Studios says the fifth installment might surprise people and have them asking, is this really a Toy Story film? Not sure what to make of that. Pixar reps have emphasized there have been 4 films and they need to find ways to keep the franchise interesting. Toy Story 5 is expected to hit theaters sometime in 2026. I don't know that cast is all that important to Marvel fans because they'd probably go to the movies anyway. But having said that, the studio has released the names of the cast of the Avengers Doomsday. Chris Hemsworth and Anthony Mackie are back, and joining them in the cast will be Paul Rudd, Tom Hiddleston, and Sebastian Stan. Doomsday is expected to hit theaters May 1st of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers after midnight, our low 41. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm. And our high tomorrow, right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.